We know it's not much fun lying around in a hospital bed, which is why the team here at Hospital Radio try to make your stay a little brighter. Today, we're going to tell you about a scheme called End PJ Paralysis, which will hopefully encourage you to be more active on the wards. I'm talking now to one of the team behind this national initiative.
Hello, my name's Russell Emeny. I'm the Director of the Emergency Care Improvement Programme, which is part of the NHS. Perhaps I could start with a little personal story. Fairly recently, I was an inpatient in hospital, and I was very aware that there were very few opportunities to get up and about. So in my hospital bed on my mobile phone, I started to look up immobility in hospitals. And I found that on average, patients are only up for 45 minutes a day. And I found over time I was becoming weaker and had less energy. And it's taken me several months to get my full strength back, and that's going to the gym and things. And I'm a relatively young guy. More recently, my father-in-law was in hospital. He's in his mid-80s, and he was in for several weeks. And every time I visited him, he was getting weaker and weaker. And I found that the best thing for him was to help him get up and walk around the ward. We kept him going, and he's been able to get home and even get upstairs. So he's doing much better, but that's because we kept him walking.
And just tell us a little bit about the campaign, End PJ Paralysis. PJ for pyjamas, of course. But what's behind that initiative?
Well, the idea is that people become paralysed because they're in their pyjamas and they're seen as patients. And there's an inclination for them to remain in bed because it's seen as a safe place to be. We regard bed as being very unsafe. It's far better wherever possible for patients to get up and to walk around and to move around and to do things to keep their muscles going and their energy up. That gets them out of hospital much faster. Obviously, we accept that some patients with very serious illnesses can't do that, but the vast majority of patients are well able to be walked and to be even with some help, and we want to see patients moving around all the time and far more than that 45-minute average as I've just quoted.
Understood. And Russell, I'm going to put you on the spot. Patients listening now may be looking for a bit of inspiration or some tips. Can you give them any sort of simple suggestions as to how they could get a little bit more mobile?
Well, I can tell them what I did. I helped the nurses as much as I could. I tidied the ward up, put things in bins, obviously washing my hands after I'd done so. I did laps around the ward as well, and I thought if I did 30 laps around the ward, then I would have walked a reasonable distance a few times a day. I also helped change pillowcases and make beds, but then I'm a nurse, so I know how to do it, but I don't actually think it takes a great deal of training to help people change beds. So I think that type of thing would be really great too.
Thanks to Russell Emeny from the NHS for the advice on how to get more active on the wards. Keep listening for more advice on how to shorten your stay here on Hospital Radio.